Houston, let's get in the loop.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Fred Davis, Landry Locker, and Sean Lopez.
Hey, Lopez.
I'm just playing. This ain't Sean R.C. I don't think you can. Can I get a race card?
That was fantastic.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Forget drinking the Kool-Aid. I lined up the powder and I snorted it. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl, baby.
Sports Radio 610.
Oh, welcome in H-Town. Happy Thursday. November 15th, 2018. In the year of our Lord, happy to have you guys on board on this Thursday. I'll tell you, this week is flying by. Would expect nothing less now that everybody's back together again. Everything is right in the world. We are back in the studio. Figgy Fig doing his thing, the triple OG, and of course the one, the only Landlock as well. Before we delve in and tell you everything that's on tap for this fantabulous show that we have planned for you today, Landry Locker, why don't you tell them what episode we're in?
We're on episode 119. So I'm going to shout out number one, former Rocket bench warmer and NBA head coach Scotty Brooks. And shout out to the baseball player who once went on the disabled list because he blew out his back sneezing. Shout out to number 19, Juan Gonzalez.
Oh.
Juan gone. All right. The guy who started all this passing frenzy was number 19, I believe.
Johnny Unitas?
Johnny U, baby. Johnny U is truly a pioneer. He's a pioneer in football.
And he wouldn't start at Katy now.
Here's the deal.
Was he the guy that you were trying to think of that one day when you're talking about early quarterback gurus and we couldn't come up with the name who it was?
No, it was Otto Graham.
That was Otto Graham.
Yeah, it was Otto Graham. But no,
the original OG.
Here's the deal. Johnny U was before my time. I mean, yeah. I barely remember him.
And you're old.
And I'm old. Come on now, I'm not that old. Somebody told me today at the club. Because I was using those machines that I talked about.
The stretching machines,
I'm all about the stretching machines now, man. I am all over.
You seem a little more spry today.
Well, my back feels better.
Well, that and the Aleve.
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, you helped me out. But anyway, so I was on the machines, and this lady that swims when I swim sometimes. Yeah. And
One piece or two piece?
She was one-piece swimming. Yeah. Although, I mean, I'm sure she would.
Two-piece just fine.
Hey, now. No. I told her about it, kind of what we talked about here. I said, man, I discovered these machines about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that's all. I'm all about them. So she got on the one next to me. She goes, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I said, especially good when you feel old. She goes, never say you feel old.
Uh-oh.
No, when you're old. She goes, never say you're old.
Okay. All right. So what do we say instead?
I don't know. I am old. Kind of. Old-ish.
We got to come up with a different term then because we don't want people getting upset. We don't want people getting upset like the millennials.
Mature.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Mature. Sounds like a bad
actually,
porn
I'm not
title.
Mature either, am I?
Yeah.
Not really mature either.
Depends.
But anyway, Johnny U was truly, he started it all, man.
Pioneer. He was a pioneer.
He's a true pioneer.
One of the greatest quarterbacks in Chiefs history, Joe Montana, number 19.
Yeah, he was 19 there.
Come on, man.
Came into the Astrodome and beat those Oilers' asses,
yeah, he did.
Man.
Yeah, he did. But who's keeping track of that? Who's keeping track of that is all I'm asking. What a great show we've got planned for you guys today. We're excited about it, and you should be too. Your Houston Texans are just a few days away from getting on a jet plane and heading to our nation's capital to play a very underwhelmed crowd in front of a very underwhelming crowd over at FedEx Stadium. That's going to be the big storyline on Sunday. We're going to have a couple different storylines. We're going to have Josh Norman, who's already called out the fans, and Craig Harrington, who joined us and said, you know, there's some validity to it. I mean, the fans just aren't as excited anymore as they used to be about the Washington Redskins for whatever reason. You got DJ Swag calling out B.O.B. And, you know, I thought that I was listening a little bit to Mad Radio guys this morning, and, you know, they made a good, and I thought Seth made a great point as far as, you know, it's one thing to get, if you're B.O.B., you can get guys to rally behind the coach when a player calls out when a guy calls out another player.
Right.
All right. Hey, he's saying something about so and so. You know, hey, we ain't going to stand for that.
Right.
But what happens when they call out the coach? Like, how's that? And it's like B.O.B., it's like Seth and Paul alluded to. They've got friends on, DJ Swag still got friends on this team.
Yeah.
So how does he exactly tiptoe? I mean, I don't know if tiptoe is the right word, but how does he present that to the team, or does it even factor into his pregame speech or the preparation for these guys?
You're talking about there in D.C.
Just in general, as you're getting ready, because, I mean, you know, you always got to have something. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily bulletin board material that he's giving them.
Right.
But he's clearly taking shots at B.O.B.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, do you incorporate that, or is it much ado about nothing? I mean, as Paul tweeted out this morning, when you got people in the comments, other players, mm-hmm. you know, kind of chiming in. I don't know how, you know, if they were necessarily just saying, hey, you know, go you. But
right.
In any event.
I think most players, now, obviously it can vary from player to player, but I think most players, none of this is news. They know how he talked to, what he said to Case Keenum, because they were friends with him. They know what he said to Brandon Brooks. They know what he said to DJ Swag. And if they're tight with that particular player, then maybe they'll just stay quiet and say, yeah. Well, he's kind of right. And if they didn't like that player, or if they did think that Swearinger was, you know, was immature and not the player that he should have been, well, then they'll probably side with OB. I think it's not case by case, but I think, you know, depending on how popular the player was in that locker room. And for all he was, Swearinger was pretty popular in the locker room.
Yeah.
He just wasn't a great pass cover guy. That's why he got out of here.
He's busy eating. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
DJ Swearinger, he's just not worthy of a storyline to me. I mean, it's entertaining. It's kind of amusing. I think it's just kind of amusing seeing him basically contradict himself in his Instagram post. I think, to me, that's the most amusing thing. A lot of times, you know, you kind of ag it on a little bit. I think DJ Swearinger, who's been on three teams since then, basically admitting that he was late to meetings and he wasn't a professional when he was here, and then saying he's going to stick it to Bill O'Brien, seeing him talk out of both ends is amusing. But I don't think DJ Swearinger is worthy of a storyline. I think almost Adrian Peterson could even be more of a storyline because he wanted to play here. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about somebody who has a better chance at unleashing the wrath on Bill O'Brien and the Texans and making them eat crow, I think Adrian Peterson should be ahead of DJ Swearinger on the animosity depth chart.
When you were out, Freddie and I talked about exactly that. Not necessarily, you know, the depth chart of payback, so to speak. But I think, you know, he's fifth in the league in rushing.
Yeah.
And he was asking to play on your team, like publicly, Peterson was. So he might have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, but I don't want to downplay. Look, Swearinger, I think, is going to get exposed, like exposed. I think Bill O'Brien is going to do the
old. That's what I'm thinking.
Mike Vrabel. I wanted to see just how many passes we could complete.
I really believe that. No, I'm 110% with that. I think if we know nothing else about B.O.B., his fiery demeanor, yeah. I mean,
it won't be public. He's not going to say I did that, but he's going to do that.
I don't think there's any question. Yeah. I mean, and I'll tell you what, we've talked about how he needs to come out and you know, Deshaun Watson needs to come out slanging it. I'm certainly expecting it. Again, I think you're going to have your full complement of weapons. I think this is as healthy as your offensive line is going to be for the duration of the year, coming off this 2-week bye. So, I think, and again, 25th against the pass in the National Football League. Now, the one thing that does scare me a little bit, just doing a little research on this team, is, listen, they have forced a turnover in every single game they've played this year.
Yeah, they're good at
so
that.
So you definitely need to be cautious
and
about that.
And that's what Swag does. That's what DJ Swag does.
He does.
Well, heaven forbid he gets one.
Or two. I mean, listen, if it's in junk time, one thing.
He'll be doing the Dion.
If he does it early on, I mean, listen, early on in the game, I think that could definitely be a potential, you know, that's going to be one of those momentum swingers early on if he is able to do it early on. But I do think they're going to go at him early in the game, and I think they should, because not just because he's been running his mouth, but just because, again, they've proven that against the pass, they are not that great so far this year that they've proven. I mean, hell, like I said, not five turnovers, 500 yards for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week, so the Texans certainly have some hay to make there. It's a Thursday, which means a couple of different things. We've got our boy Henry Thomas, presented by Tom Peacock Cadillac. That's going to go down around 12:35. He'll be in around, of course, right before the Think Tank. Good Think Tank yesterday. Shout out to our boy Pavetex. He won some tickets to Bobby Fino. Good to see that Bobby Fino responded to him on the Twitter sphere, but unfortunately will not respond to either of us on Twitter or on Instagram to come on, even though we are promoting his show next week, and we wish him the best in that show. I don't think I'll be here.
So what's that?
I can't go to see the Bobby Fino show.
Oh, Bobby Fino.
You won't be missing much. You'll be all right.
I kind of want to see it, though. I really do.
YouTube it. You're all right.
I want to see Bobby Fino live. Just from the simple fact that with rap shows, you don't know what you're going to get in a live concert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. He's performing at the House of Blues, and if there's ever a venue for a rap show, the House of Blues is the best. Because you just, for me, and Figgy, you can disagree with me on this, I feel like you need an intimate venue for a rap show.
Not if it's like Eminem or something like that. If it's someone larger than life and he's filling up a stadium, it's surreal to be in the middle of that.
Eminem, I'll give you, because I do remember the Up in Smoke tour, but I just know from watching, I remember watching the Jay-Z tour a few years back, and...
Yeah, but he's not Eminem on stage. Jay-Z doesn't perform like Eminem. Eminem is like, it's everyone's into it. I went back-to-back nights. That's the only concert I've gone to back-to-back nights.
Could you hear him, but could you understand what he was saying?
Every damn word he was saying.
You went full Rich Lord, man. You went to, what did he go?
Eminem. You are to Eminem our boy Bruce Springsteen, but have you seen him live?
But you know the difference between Eminem and Bruce Springsteen. I don't have to say, have you seen him live?
This is true.
Just to sell you on it. Like, everybody's like, wow, Eminem.
Well, I mean, if you've heard his latest stuff, I mean, you might have to say that based on his latest
stuff. I'm not talking about woke Eminem. I'm not talking about woke.
We're getting some suggestions for. For me, because I'm not old.
Oh, what we can call you instead of being old?
Yeah,
what?
Vintage. Somebody said vintage.
Classic.
Hmm.
Someone said recycled teenager.
See, I don't know that.
Seasoned.
Seasoned.
I like that.
I like that one, too. Yeah.
And somebody else said, guys, you already have it. OG.
OG. Yeah, yeah. You can definitely go with that. But not everybody knows what an OG is. See, that's the thing. Not everybody knows what an OG is.
Well,
see,
someone said they thought it was old guy.
That
was on TV somewhere.
That's exactly it.
Nobody, it was like an interview. Somebody said, he called me an old guy. And I'm like, no, that's not what OG is.
No, that's not what an OG is. Yeah. Speaking of OGs, and he really is an OG, OJ Simpson, who this actually encourages me a little bit because I've been wanting to get OJ on the show for quite some time now. Apparently you know damn good well if we had OJ coming on the show.
I would ask him about that.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Don't ask him right away, though, because we don't want him hanging up. But we at least need to get a couple questions out of him before he hangs up on us. But he joined the Tim Graham Show on 1270 The Fan in Buffalo. We're going to talk about that at 1240. I am thrilled to hear about this. Now, of course, the one caveat to this interview was that he didn't ask him anything as it pertains to murdering people. So a little bit disappointing there. You know, that's kind of low-hanging fruit, you would think. But in any event, so all things fantasy football from our boy O.J. Simpson coming up at 1240. Very excited about that. So we'll chime in on that. We talked about this briefly yesterday. We'll get into it at some point today. We will take a look at the first season, quote-unquote, of our boy Deshaun Watson as he embarks on his 16th career start on Sunday. And like I said, when you look at the numbers and stack them up against other, not just rookie quarterback, but just overall, all right? I mean, I tell you what, when you look at the B.O.B. lineage and what he's had to deal with, I'll tell you what, it actually looms large for one Deshaun Watson, and it says a lot about what he's been able to do considering what he's been through and what he's had to play through so far in those first 16 games of his NFL career. But before we get into all that, coming up next, Deontay Foreman. Well, there was a sighting yesterday, and J.J. Watt can't understand what all the long-term talk is about. What is it about? Well, stick around. We'll tell you what it is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.